Oh, come on, slut. You can do better than that. Whining around my strap as it thrusts in and out of you. Oh, come on. You can take it. I know you've taken bigger than this. Oh, such a fucking whore for it. Can't trust you alone. Can't trust you to make a decision. You're just some dumb fucking pup who can't control yourself. Tears stream down your face as you let out another choked noise. God, you're so fucking pathetic. It's a wonder that anyone took pity on you, especially someone like me. You make such a sorry sight when you're being fucked like this. It's absolutely revolting. So desperate to please. Like that's going to make me feel good. Like that's going to fucking impress me somehow. The only way to make me happy is to watch you take every inch of this fucking strap like a proper whore. Or are you too good for that? You got a girlfriend, and now you think you don't have to slut yourself out, letting me peg this fucking hole of yours, stretching you to the point of breaking around me. Oh, that's it, slut. This is what you fucking deserve. You're not worthy of anything else. You don't deserve to feel good when I'm fucking you. If there was a way to make you completely neutral to being filled with a cock, I would. But it seems that this is the only way to get you to listen. Oh, brain so fucking empty. You can't go without thinking about the strap for 2 seconds. Oh, you're so fucking pathetic. Just look at yourself. You disgust me. I don't know how anyone could respect a whore like you. Not even able to match my eyes as you continue to take my strap. Oh, that's it, slut. So fucking desperate for it. Should just keep you chained to the bed, shouldn't I? Keep you on edge every second of every day. Oh, that chain would make sure you can't go too far. This is all you ever wanted to be, right, pup? Pup? Puppy? Hey, it's just me. Puppy, are you okay? Can you hear me? Can you understand what I'm saying? Are you doing okay? Red. For both of us, Red. I'm not okay with continuing with you like this. And you clearly aren't okay. Look at me. I'm not mad, darling. I'm not. I promise. Here, why don't you come sit next to me instead? Are you okay with cuddling right now? Oh, that's it, pup. Make yourself comfortable. This is about making you feel safe and okay. Whatever you need, darling, just tell me. Was that okay? Our forehead kiss is okay right now? Good. I'm not mad at you, darling. I'm not upset. I'm not frustrated or bored either. I want you to use your safe word if you need it. That's why it's there. It's not just for me or for you. It's for the both of us. If it gets to be too much, I want you to use it. Did you remember that red was the safe word in the moment? It's okay. I promise. I'm not upset. You did good. I noticed that your body went a little stiff. That's all. You weren't responding as enthusiastically as you normally do. That's why I wanted to tap out. I wanted to make sure you were still in a good headspace. This isn't just about me. It's not about making me happy. This is about both of us having fun, right? So if one of us isn't having fun, then the other probably isn't going to be having fun either. I want you to be honest with yourself and what you can take. Tonight was too much for you, wasn't it? That's okay, darling. I promise, I'm not upset. You did good. You did really good. I'm so proud of you, puppy, for being able to tell me that, for being so vulnerable with me. It means a lot. You're so brave, pup. So much braver than you even know. Yes, you are. It's okay. I didn't mean any of what I said. It was all just for show. A character I was playing. Usually we both like it, but I went a little too far tonight, and that's on me. I was the one in the wrong, not you, darling. You've done nothing wrong. You're absolutely perfect. You did an amazing job beforehand, and you're doing just as good of a job, if not even better now. I'm proud of you for being honest with yourself, even if you didn't realize it at the moment. You were a little out of it, weren't you? All right. So then, let's focus on how I feel against you. Ground yourself with it. You can feel my lips against your forehead. You can feel my thigh against yours. My arm is wrapped around you and bringing you closer. Those are all real things you can feel, right? So let's focus on that, darling. Like, how warm I feel against you. My hand stroking your back. You've got nothing to worry about. You're safe, puppy. I promise. You're here with me. You're not anywhere else. I've got you. You're okay. I'm right here. You're not alone. You don't ever have to be alone unless you want to be. I love you so much. Safe wording out isn't going to make me want you any less. You're a good sub, puppy. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here with you. You don't have to listen to that nasty voice in your head. The one that keeps saying that I'm going to leave you because you couldn't make it through an entire scene. I want you to shut that voice down right now. Because it's not true. It's lying to you. The only person who can tell you how I feel is me. And do I sound angry right now? Do I sound upset? That's because I'm not. I want to keep you safe and protect you, pup. When you aren't having fun, I want you to tell me. If you need to stop, you're supposed to tell me. This relationship, this dynamic that we have, it's not just for me. This is for the both of us, remember? This is fun for the two of us. It's something we do as a couple. I can only enjoy myself if I know you're having a good time too. You're my partner, my puppy, my submissive. It's my job to take care of you and to make you feel good, to make you feel safe. I never want you to feel I take you for granted. I don't want you to feel like you have to continue with a scene just because it seems like I'm having fun. If you need to stop for any reason, if you even think about it for a second, I want you to use your safe word. Do you know why? Because I care about you, puppy. I love you with every inch of my heart. You're my world, my partner, my submissive, my puppy. I don't want you to be sad or upset or just bearing through something to make me happy. We're both supposed to have fun with this. I don't think any less of you because you needed to tap out. I don't think you're broken. I don't think you're a bad sub because I decided to use the safe word for the both of us. I think you're the most amazing partner I could ask for. I wouldn't trade you for the world. No one makes me as happy as you. You're so good, puppy. You're amazing. Talented, smart, funny, charismatic, easy to look at. You've got a smile that lights up a room. You always know how to make anyone else laugh. You just perk up when you discuss your passions. You make some of the lamest jokes I've ever heard, but I can't help but smirk at. You're the whole package, darling. You might not see it, but I do. I see you as the only person I want in my life. I only want a future with you. I can imagine us growing old together, you know, shit-talking on the rocking chairs on our porch, drinking some sun tea. I'm not leaving you because you got triggered by something. I'm not angry because you needed to stop. The only person I'm upset with is myself because I accidentally hurt you. I can't promise I'll never do it again. Accidents happen. But what I can promise is I'll always be here to pick up the pieces. You don't have to do anything alone. You don't have to pretend to be strong or brave in front of me. You can be weak. You can need help. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't make you any less of a person. It doesn't make me think any less of you. You're still the same amazing puppy I fell in love with. I don't want anyone else in this world besides you, darling. You're my everything. You make me happy. You make me smile. I want to be a better person because of you. I want to be the person you believe I am. You look at me like I hung the moon and stars just for you sometimes. I don't know what I did to be worthy of such love and respect from someone as perfect as you, darling. It's like you're blind to your own worth. How talented you are. How gifted you are. How truthfully captivating you are to everyone around you. You're one of the most amazing people I've ever met. I'm so lucky that you decided to fall for me. That you decided to take a chance on little old me, who was badly flirting with you and trying to get in your pants. Every day I'm grateful that I met you. I think about how lucky I am to call you my partner all the time. And even that word seems like a demotion for you. How I feel about you, I can't really describe it with words, puppy. But one bad night isn't going to change how I feel about you. It was a bad night. That's all. I'm not leaving you because of one bad night. I can pinky promise you that. So, you can tell that little voice in your head to shut it because it's not real. I'm telling you the truth right now. Whatever you're thinking is just your brain playing tricks on you. You're good enough for me. In fact, you're better than me in every single way. You're such a good person, puppy. If I had a fraction of whatever you have, I don't think I would ever be able to shut up. I would go around showing off to everyone, being the most annoying person you could imagine. But you don't do that. You're so mindful, so caring, so amazing. It's just one of the reasons you were so easy to fall in love with. Falling in love with you was like drinking water. It just made sense. Why would I ever want to leave someone as amazing as you? There's no reason. It's just your worst fears being played on by your brain because you're not in the right headspace. It doesn't reflect reality. It doesn't tell you how I'm really feeling. I care about you, pup. I adore you. If I didn't, I wouldn't be so worried about you right now. I wouldn't have safe-worded out and jumped to your side to take care of you, to make you feel safe and secure and loved. I want you. All of you. Your good days, your bad days, your in-between days. I'm always going to be here. You don't have to go through things alone. You don't have to suffer through something you aren't enjoying just to make me happy. You're important too. Your needs matter. Your happiness and your enjoyment, it's so important to me. You're the one thing in this world I can't live without. I love you, darling. Truthfully and honestly, I've never spoken any truer words. I love you, puppy, to the moon and back. So whatever it takes to make you happy, whatever it takes to make you feel good again, that's what I want. I love you so much, darling. You're such a good puppy for me. The best sub I could ever ask for. Don't even want anyone else. Just you. The most amazing partner I could dream of. But I can only take care of you if you're honest with yourself. So can you promise me something? Will you promise me that if it starts to feel like too much, that you'll use your safe word? Even if it is just yellow to let me know what's going on. Please, tell me how you're feeling. I want to avoid making you feel like this in the future, pup. I don't like seeing you like this. It hurts me. And I can only help if you're honest with yourself, so you're not going to push through a scene just for me. I'm not going to think any less of you for needing to safe word out. I'm not going to punish you because you need a break. I'm not going to end things just because you can't handle something I did or said. That's on me, not you. I went too far, not you. You've done nothing wrong, darling. You're perfect. Just as good as you've always been for me, pup. You're the best puppy in the world. Such a sweet little thing for me. How are you feeling now that it's been a little bit longer? A little bit better is still better than no better. That's a good thing. You don't have to worry. I'm not leaving. I'm not going to make you get up or anything else. You're staying right here with me. I'm going to hold you for as long as you want. Yes, I am. I'm not going anywhere, darling. I know what happens when I leave you alone with your thoughts for too long. I'm not going to let you spiral. Not today. I'm right here. I've got you, puppy. You're okay. You're not alone. You don't ever have to be alone unless you want to. I love you so much. I promise. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here, right next to you, and take care of you for as long as you want. You don't have to pretend for me. I already know, puppy. I'm always going to be here for you. I'm always going to take care of you. I love you.